Before we get started on the question period, while I have your attention, I'd like to announce our topic for next week. The title is A Century of Planting Trees, Musings on 100 Years of Science at the Lethbridge Research Center. The Lethbridge Research Center has been a central part of our community for 100 years, and we'll hear a bit of the history by Henry Jansen and also some looking forward in how the community and the research center continue to work together. So I encourage you to attend. And I'll remind you that we have a website, www.sacpod.ca, and you can see upcoming sessions on our website, and you can also archive old sessions and hear audio of our older sessions. But I just want to inform you we're having some trouble with our audio for the last few weeks, and we're hoping to rectify that in the near future. So we had a very interesting presentation today on the North American Competitiveness Council, Misplaced Power Rising, by James Moore. I'm sure that it's led to some fairly interesting discussion at the tables. I'd like to welcome you to come, James, to come back to the microphone, and while he's doing that, I'll reiterate the rules of questions, which is one question per person, unless there's lots of time for more than one question per person. Yeah, and when you get to the microphone, please state your name and then get to your question.
My question is, my thought is that I have no doubt that what you say is true. And the implication is so vast that I'm left with the question of what can anybody do about it? If it is not a publicly discussed thing, it's not in Parliament, it's in our elected leaders, it's not in that ball field park, what can anybody do about it? And maybe there's somebody in the audience who could help me with that, because I know you're not necessarily responsible to answer that question unless you want to.
I have no doubt that we can do something about it. I think that, the closer it comes to a crisis, the more people will realize it's necessary to change directions. I know the Council of Canadians is organizing around this issue. They're organizing teach-ins. I think at the upcoming NAFTA summit with the three leaders in June, there's going to be an alternate summit. These are some of the things. Of course, you can always lobby your MPs and ultimately look at political transformation, make them answer questions. If you don't like the answers, change your government. And while we're waiting for questions, I want to do one more quotation here. This is one that needs quoting. This is in answer to your question too, Bill. This is a guy called Vaclav Havel. Some of you remember him. He was in what was called the Velvet Revolution in what used to be Czechoslovakia. He was actually a playwright, and he ended up being the leader of his country. And this is I love this quotation, and it calls to mind what your question was. He says, man must in some way come to his senses. He must extricate himself from this terrible involvement in both the obvious and the hidden mechanisms of totality, from consumption to repression, from advertising to manipulation through television. He must rebel against his role as a helpless cog in the gigantic and enormous machinery hurtling God knows where.
Wondering if you can expand a little bit on that. Was his suggestion that the military was being used by industry to protect their interests rather than protecting the interests of a population at large? And I guess by inference, then, or by extension, is one of the concerns here the close alignment of military and industrial interests in discussing the future of the North American continent and what the implications of that would be.
You've described the situation a bit. I can elaborate on it. When Eisenhower was talking about the military-industrial complex, I think he, you know, it was 3 days before he left his presidency, and he, I think that was the first time those words were actually used. I don't know any other earlier reference to them. He was talking about that the undue influence, the misplacing of influence, that where, for example, if you look at the history of democracy,